past that period of time since 1973. The heartbeat starts at 4 weeks. True or false? True. Baby's heartbeat. You see, what the difference now than when Greg and I were growing up, well, probably not as much Greg, but maybe me, is back in 73, they didn't have things. How many of y'all have had a brother or a sister or a niece or a nephew or that you've seen a sonogram on? How many of y'all have seen a sonogram? Sure y'all have. Sure y'all have. See, back in 73, they didn't have that. How many of y'all have ever heard a baby's heartbeat at a 4 or 5? Y'all have heard that, right? Boom, boom. Sounds just like the heartbeat, doesn't it? See, back in 73, they didn't have that information. They didn't have sonograms. They didn't have a way of detecting the heartbeat. But now we do. And now we know that at 4 weeks, you can hear that at 4 weeks. We weren't able to do it in 73. They didn't have sonograms in 73 where you could see the baby's hands and its feet and its arms and its eyes and sucking its little finger inside the mother's womb. They didn't have that information. So now we've got that information to be able to see it going forward. In 2004, this is a little outdated, but in 2004, abortions performed in Georgia were equal to the population of UGA. True or false? True. 30,506 back in 2004. And again, I just told you about Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Kentucky, West Virginia. Gone. Absolutely gone. Wiped off the face of the map. Look, there's some of the Gallup poll information. I won't get into it, but that's just some information for you somewhere down the road to look at. 73% of the people requiring women 18 and under to obtain parental consent. Favor. They're in favor. What's very interesting and what's encouraging from my standpoint is people like you. In the latest Gallup survey that they did, they said people under the age of, I think it was 21 or 24, there's more people, like 70% of those people groups, which you guys would be considering that people group, are in favor of overturning Roe v. Wade and consider themselves pro-life. Your age group, over 70%, I think it was, between 60 and 70% are in favor to say, yes, I am pro-life. Yes, I'm in favor of overturning Roe v. Wade. And that's encouraging because you've been educated. You've been taught. You're seeing statistics. You're seeing sonograms. You're hearing the heartbeat that they weren't able to hear back in the 70s. You can make a difference. One thing, and I'll close right here. One thing that we're working real hard on at West Georgia Right to Life and also with the state and also the nation is something called personhood. How many of you have ever heard of personhood? And in the news or anything like that? Have you? Good. Good for you. Good for you. What personhood is we've tried for numerous years to overcome and take down Roe v. Wade and take down Doe versus Bolton. We try to get them off. And we've really had a hard time battling to overcome that. But now what we're saying is we're going to make it more inclusive. Remember at the beginning I talked to you about person, that baby is a person inside the womb. And so what now we're saying is here's in the personhood verbiage. This is what we're writing as law that we're trying to get states to go with and also as a country. It says, the right of every person shall be recognized among which is the first place the inviolable right of every innocent human being to live. That was on a ballot. None of y'all voted, I don't think, 2 years ago. But on your ballot, it was a personhood amendment. And what we're saying is we want to be able to call that baby a person. Because at that point, that person has the rights according to the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. And this is what it says right here. The U.S. Constitution, the 14th Amendment, says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdictions thereof are citizens of the United States. And it goes on a little bit further and says, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due law, nor deny any person its jurisdiction and equal protections of the law. Back in 73, when the ruling was made, I'm going to close right here, so just bear with me another 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Back in 1973, when the law was written, Roe v. Wade, Doe versus Bolton, there's always a Supreme Court justice that writes his opinion. Okay? And you just heard it recently when Judge Roberts made the opinion, when Judge Roberts decided on Obamacare, and he said it was a law. He put it into law, he called it a tax versus a penalty, but there was another judge that wrote their opinion. Okay? And what an opinion is, it's basically probably a 2 or 3 page writing of why they did what they did. It states why they did that. And here's what Harry Blackman, he was for abortion. Okay? Here's what he wrote in 1973, and it's so interesting that right now, as a pro-life group, we're trying to push the bar over to personhood. He wrote this: "If the suggestion of personhood of the preborn is established, the abortion rights case, of course, collapses, for the right of the fetus to life is guaranteed specifically by the 14th Amendment of the Constitution." So as you start talking to folks, as you start getting out on your Facebook, on your texting, just say, hey, the right of life for a baby is a person. And its person's right is based upon the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution. And that's how we're going to move the bar forward, going forward in our right to life movement. Let me close. Abortions. And this is the good stuff. I gave you a lot of negative stuff, but here's the good stuff. Abortions are down 17% annually since 1990. In 1990 in Georgia was the peak year. But ever since 1990, abortions have come down. We're 17% below where we were in 1990 because of folks like you and your parents and your grandparents saying, you know what? It's a baby. Here's my challenge, and this isn't even in my notes. But if somebody asked you, and you're going to get people, if you start standing up for this, and people are going to say, wait a minute, it's my right to choose. It's my body. I have a right to make a choice. If I want to give that baby up and have an abortion, I can do it. How many of y'all ever heard that? I have. I hear it all the time. It's my right. Why is the government getting involved with my body? Here's my question to them. Okay, so inside your body, if it's not a human being, if it's not a baby, what is it? What is it? If it's not a baby, then what is it? Is it a monkey? Is it a giraffe? Is it a cactus? Exactly what is that inside your body if it's not a human being, if it's not a baby? Okay? And it's amazing that they can't respond back to me at that point. They can't respond back to me. 72%, I was close. 72% of teens, you guys, 72% of teens ages 13 to 19 agree that abortion is wrong. Amen? Amen. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. 52% of Georgia's surveys support legislation overturning Roe v. Wade. And then in 2010, I taught you about the personhood of ballot, the personhood amendment on the ballot. 82% of those in Carroll, Douglas, and Heard voted that said, you know what, I'm in favor of having personhood going forward, having it on our ballot and having it as a state law in the state of Georgia. So, you know, there's a lot of negative going on, but there's so much positive right now in the pro-life movement. We need you. We, just like Uncle Sam in that picture talking about going into the military, we need you. We need you. You are the generation behind us. You are the generation behind us that need to stand up for something. If you don't stand up for something, you're going to fall for anything. Put a stake in the ground and say, you know what? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I already showed you it's biblical. It's not just a moral issue, political. It's a biblical issue. You are His workmanship, created unto good works. I sure do appreciate your time. Any questions? I know I threw a lot of stuff at you. Any questions? Any comments? Anything I can answer for you? I'm going to be out in the lobby for just a couple minutes, and I got to run to Atlanta for a meeting. But I appreciate your time. I appreciate your attention. Did you learn anything at all? You learned something? Did you? Good. Good. I hope you did. That was the whole thought about being here today. And when Greg asked me about it, I said, absolutely. Love to be able to spend some time with you, give you some information, give you some biblical principles to stand on, and tell you, bear with me, we need you, okay? I need you to tell your friends, your family, get on your Facebook, get on your Twitters, get on your text, and get the information out about pro-life. Amen? Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. We'll be dismissed. Lord, again, this morning, we thank you for this time. Lord, I thank you for these teens that have taken time to come out and Brother Greg allowing us to come here this morning. I just pray there might have been one thing that maybe would just fall into their heart that they can remember down the road. May it be the little baby illustration, Lord, of a 12-week-old baby that's got its eyes and its ears and its mouth, its tongue, its toes, everything, it's ready to go. It just needs time. Maybe that illustration, Lord, of how significant abortion is and how it destroys a baby. It destroys a life. Maybe it's the illustration about the most unsafe place in America now is in the womb of a mother. And Lord, it's so true. Lord, we have rights for whales. We have rights for owls. But yet, what about the right of a baby living inside that mother, Lord? I just pray that you just don't close the veil on America. I pray that you'll continue to use us. Lord, give us time to be able to get the pro-life message out. Lord, help us. Let us not grow weary in well-doing. Lord, we are your workmanship. We are created unto good works. And I just pray that each boy and girl here this morning, Lord, will remember that. That you created us, you sanctified us, you set us apart to be used by you. Whether therefore we eat or drink or whatsoever we do all to the glory of God. Thank you for this time. We ask it all in Christ's name. Amen.